The first set had three tunes in it, and they were La Tempet, followed by Mrs. Hebburn of Belches, before we ended with Miss Murray of Wintrose. The second set only had two tunes in it, and they were Butterfingers and The Judge's Dilemma. Now we'll continue again with Bobby's story. After D-Mob, he joined the highly acclaimed Wick Scottish Dance Band to play fiddle in place of Addie Harper, who was experiencing a spell of bad health. Bobby is the first to admit that he gained a tremendous amount of experience in the 18 months he spent with this great brand, which comprised Ian Nicholson on accordion, Charlie Ewan on piano, Alistair Budge on bass, and John Gunn on drums. While chatting one day to Addy in 1957, they agreed to form a trio and recruited Chris Duncan to play the drums, while Addy played the guitar and Bobby the second-hand Lavera three-row accordion purchased from J.T. Forbes in Dundee for £49 on a sale or return basis. Much changed nowadays to the cost of the instruments, that's for sure. This box must have been acceptable as he retained it all of his life, albeit for sentimental reasons, as his Shan Marino got most of the work to do. Okay, another couple of sets of music.